Today I want to talk a little bit about what your job is. And if you do your job, everything else will follow. How many people want to know what their job is in the Lord? I mean, I just want you to understand that you have an assignment from God. That God has assigned you a task. That it is for you this assignment is. And every other believer, you all have one task. And if you will give 100% to this task, then your life will change. But you have got to give 100%. We're going to go to a place today where not too long ago I got really excited because I was digging through the Word and I found this. And it's John 6. Gospel of John chapter 6. You see, in the Word of God, Jesus has already told us what's expected out of us. He's told us what He expects us to be about. He's told us everything we need to know. If we will dig it out, we will find what He always meant for us to be about. If you will do this one thing that I'm about to talk to you about, then your whole life is going to radically change. It's not going to be nothing like it ever was before. Because this is going to cause you to change, because everything you've been about is changing. Father, I just ask You today, Lord, that You touch us, that You fill us full of Your Spirit, that God, this is the day that we grab a hold of this and we walk in it. And above all, God, let it be today that we grasp the fact that in this one thing hinges our life. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
amen.
Your job is to believe.
Amen.
Amen? Your job is to believe. That is your job. And when you learn to believe, everything in your life is going to change. How many people can see why that would be true? When you really learn to believe, when you learn not only to fear the Lord, but you learn to follow the Lord, when you learn to believe what He has to say, when you learn the truth of blessings and curses, when you learn who He really is, your life is going to change. Amen? It says here, Jesus answered them and said, now whenever Jesus talks, I'm going to listen. Because He's the one that has a hold of everything that I believe in my life. He's the one that is the source of my very salvation. He is the one that reached down into the depths of my depravity and set me free. He is the one that loved me when I was unlovable. He's the one that only did that, but He died for me. So whenever He speaks, I am going to pay Him the respect and honor that He is due. I'm not just going to walk over it. I'm not going to flip in my Bible quickly through it. I'm going to spend time and take what He has to say inside, realizing that what He has to say will change my life. Amen? You have got to quit looking at your Bible like it's some kind of a book. It is the Word of God on paper. And you get the Word of God off the paper and into you, and your life is going to dynamically change. You must realize that He never says anything just to say something. He says things because He needs to get it through to you. And Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek Me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. There are a lot of people that claim to be Christians that follow God for the blessings. Amen? And I will admit that I look forward to the blessings, but I do not follow God because of the blessings. The blessings come with my walk in Him, but the truth is that I follow God because He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He is worthy. If He never even blessed me, it would be worthy to be followed. But a lot of people follow Him for the blessings. And they coerce or think they're coercing or manipulating him. But you can't manipulate God. You can't coerce God. You need to follow him because he is God. It says, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you because God the Father has set his seal on him. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who he sent. You see, everybody's always asking me, well, what shall I do? You should believe in Jesus. You see, of all the things that you do, the first thing, the greatest thing that you must do is you must believe in Jesus. You must believe that he is the anointed one, the Son of the living God, that is your Savior. You must believe that he loves you with his everything. You must believe he is the one that has set you free. You must believe that he loves you so much that he's going to put up with you in every way. You must believe that his love is so deep that you cannot be separated from it. You must believe that he is real. You must believe that he has ordained a path for you. And above all, you must believe that you cannot do anything without you being in him in the kingdom of God. You see, you must think this through and understand that the power of God rests in his Son Jesus. And you are not going to walk in the power of God if you do not believe in Jesus. But if you believe in Jesus, then your life is going to be caused to change. You're not going to live the same way. You're not going to act the same way. The evidence of you knowing God will change you in every way. You will not talk the way you used to talk. You will not act the way you used to act. Because when you believe in Jesus and you know that he is omnipresent and that he died for you and he is everywhere, then you are going to cause yourself to put yourself in check because the knowledge is going to be there that nothing escapes him. You see, when you learn to believe in Jesus, your whole life changes because he becomes your God. You see, before maybe you were your God, before maybe your job was your God, before maybe a woman or a man was your God, before maybe dope was your God, alcohol was your God, but when you believe in Jesus and Jesus becomes your God, then your whole life changes. And if you do not believe in truth, although your lips move, then your life does not change. And you are the same, and that's how I know that you either believe or you do not believe. How can you say that you believe in God and you live like hell? How can you say you believe in God when you still do the same things that you used to do? You do not believe in God. You believe in an image in a wall somewhere. You believe in something hanging on a cross. You believe in a picture, an imaginary figure. But you see, if you believe in God, your life is not like that no more. Because you get the wholeness of who God is inside when you really believe as you develop that relationship and your life changes. You have a fear of the Lord. You know that he is a creator of the heavens and the earth. Amen. You recognize that he is the only way you are going to get to heaven. And certainly, you would not spit in his face. That's why Jesus is so smart. He says that your job is to believe in him. That is your job, to believe in him and get the whole belief. He is real. He is here in this room. He is there inside of you. He is a part of everything you know. You see, when you believe in Jesus and who he is, you must change. Because you recognize that on one side is holiness and on the other side is flesh. And they don't come together except in spirit. So in order to get closer to who you believe in, you must shed the flesh that you walk in. And there is no other way for you to get closer to God than to shed what you used to be and become a spiritual person to get closer to Him who is Spirit. And you will not do this if you practice those things that are of the world and are carnal. The only way you can get closer to God is to get more spiritual in God. And certainly, that would cause anybody that believes in Jesus to change in every way imaginable. Period. See, there are many people that say they love God, but they still love themselves. There are many people that say they love going to church, but they still love themselves. There are many people that say they love God, truly they do, but they still live for themselves, and so they are liars. Because if you love God, you must first believe in God wholly before you're going to love Him wholly. Amen? In order for you to love somebody, you get to know them. You develop a relationship. Amen? When you first meet somebody that you're tickled by, and no, I don't believe in dating. No, I don't believe in courting either. I believe God will speak. Amen? I say that straight up, and I say it with all my heart, because I know that God can speak, and He will speak, but we have a tendency to listen to what we want to hear, not what God has to say. Amen? I don't believe God would put you in a position where you tempt yourself. Why would He? But what I'm talking to you about today is that you must learn to believe in God. And the way you learn to believe in God is you get closer to God. You spend time with God. You seek God. And if you believe in God, you will do those things. You see, I believe Jesus is real. I don't believe He's dead, laying somewhere in a cave. I believe He sits on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for my stupidity. Amen? He's over there telling God, I know, but He's our child. We can't throw Him out with the bathwater. Amen? Yes, He screwed up, He did, and He screwed up bad, but you know, Dad, He loves us. You know that He is ours. Amen? And when you get that kind of knowledge about Jesus, Jesus is the propitiation for your sins, which means He is the total price paid for all your sins, beginning with the start before you knew Him, till now as you make your mistakes, till later the mistakes to come. You see, you have got to believe in God, Jesus, the Savior. And when you believe in God, Jesus, the Savior, and make God, Jesus, the Savior, Lord, then your life changes. Because if you understand how badly you needed a Savior, then certainly you're going to appreciate how good and wonderful Jesus is. You see, our whole job is to believe in Jesus. Because if you believe in Jesus, you're going to believe in God, and you're going to believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one. But your job, now what is a job? Jesus says that your work is to believe. It's a job. So you are to diligently apply yourself in this area. People go, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to teach yourself to believe. Amen? You're supposed to make it a non-option. You're supposed to be like me, that every time I read the Word of God, I believe it. Why? Because I believe in Jesus. Why? Because that's my job. And it says, Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. So what's my job? My job is to believe in Jesus. And my job is to believe in the Word, because the Word is Jesus. And if you believe those things, then your life will change. Are you following me? Now, if you go to Galatians 5, I just got to carry this all the way through. You know, there is the fact of you are either walking in the fruit of the Spirit or the fruit of your flesh. Right? And it gives you a list of what the manifestations of the flesh are. And you can read them if you like, but they are grievous and long, and you are it. But it also says that the fruit of the Spirit, which comes when you believe, because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How do I know that? Because Jesus said fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Jesus. And He said fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, when you look to the bottom part of the manifestations of the flesh, the last thing that is written there is that, and those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Right? It says, and those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So what does that mean? Well, let's just say, we'll pick two subjects off the top of my head, and I'll tell you what I believe according to Jesus. If you are a dope fiend, right? I mean, your God is your dope. What do you think about every day? When you wake up, you got to go get the dope. In the middle of the day, you got to get money to go get the dope. At the end of the day, you got to go get the dope. So who is your God? So if you're asking me, if you're a dope fiend, are you going to go to heaven? I don't think so. Why? Because your dope is your God, not God. Because whatever you practice is what you believe. See, you don't believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light because you are always doing those things that oppose what He stands for. Are you understanding? It's not my fault. I did not write the book. I am not going to change the book to suit your convenience. I am going to tell you the truth. Amen? The Bible said, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it's called revelries, if you read the King James. Party! If you're a party animal, in any way, you are in there. Amen? Let's go a step further. Let's talk about the biggest sin in the church today. It is not alcohol. Of course, it's probably a close runner-up with lying and evangelistic numbers. Maybe even lying is more prevalent in the church than sexuality. I don't know. It's like right there. But you see, whether you get laid once a month, if that's your habit, or you get laid once every 2 months, that's your habit, it is irrelevant because it is adultery or fornication. Period. Amen? And if you practice such things, the Bible says that you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So what is your God? Sensuality. Right? You are enslaved to the desires of your flesh. And you do what your flesh wants you to do instead of what your God wants you to do. You see, but if you start to believe the truth of the Word, which is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word, then your life changes. If you believe that no matter what you say, that what you do is the truth, then what you do is going to change. Do you understand? See, I don't care what you say, and I don't care what you think. I'll watch what you do, and I'll know what you believe. Right? Now, let's face it. If you think you can fly, you'll go up to the 15th story of the building and glide around a while. If you believe that you can fly, you'll jump off a building because you can believe you're going to fly. But because you don't believe you can fly, I don't see many people jumping off buildings. Except for those that want to die. But the problem with the church today is we do not believe in Jesus. All we talk about it, let's talk about it a while. We believe in Jesus. We believe He's Lord. We believe He's Savior. But we do whatever we want. And then we do that Christian thing. Oh, He'll forgive us. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will not strive with you forever. You got to make a decision what you believe in. And will you make mistakes? Yes, but they will not be your habits. Amen? Will you have problems? Yes, but it will not be your way of life. You see, you practice what you believe, and everything else you say is a bunch of crap. Amen? See, I'm not a nice guy. I'm God's guy. Amen? I'm not here to pet you. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to get you to believe everything's going to be okay while you're on the way to the pit of hell. I'm here to tell you, hey, stop it! Believe in God and believe in His Word and know that it is true and you are not going to change His mind. You see, if people believe these things, then I'm going to tell you right now, there'd be far less people practicing the worship of dope and sexuality and lies in our church today. If they believe in Jesus, then their life would change. Then they would quit conning themselves. But in fact, you see, what people mostly believe is that they are able to manipulate God in every way. Come on, let's be honest. You believe you can do whatever and God will forgive you. But that's not what God says. God says if you repent and turn away from your sins and you forgive others, He will forgive you. So there's a whole series of events that have to go on in your life in order to walk in that forgiveness that God has for you. Now I'm going to give you an example and I'm going to get away from the tender issue for a minute, which is the fact of our blatant failures and how we lie to uphold them. A little while ago, a guy that had been on this campus for a long time, who left, of course, who me and him had been at odds, he called me things and stuff, and I always smiled and just told him, God bless you, because I really don't care what people call me. Because I assure you, I've been called everything before I ever met you. Amen? Everything you want to call me is not going to hurt my ears. I've been called all those things before. Right? But he was always trying to tell me how carnal I was and how I was wrong in this area and how I was wrong in that area. And you know, I'm wrong in areas. I can admit that. But he came up to me and he said something along the lines of, well, I want you to forgive me for saying this such and such a time ago. And I said, you know what, brother? I says, I don't even remember those things. He goes, what? I go, I don't even remember those things. Because I learned a long time ago, if I let people talk to me and hurt my feelings and I do not forgive them, then my God cannot forgive me. Amen? So the things that you're saying, I guess I kind of remember them, but I have not paid any attention to them since the day you said them because they mean nothing to me. Because I forgave you as the words came out your lips because we have all got to learn to forgive. Are you hearing me? And he was kind of confused and he walked away. But you see, he said he believed in Jesus too. But he didn't believe in Jesus. He believed in his version. And you can't have your version of God. You got to have Jesus' version of God in your life. In the end, what I'm telling you today is we all seem to think it's okay to have whatever our version is of God. But I'm here to tell you today, you can't have your version. You've got to have God's version of God. You've got to believe Him the way He speaks about Himself. You got to believe Him the way He wrote about Himself. You got to believe Him the way it is written. And if you believe those things, your life will change. Amen? In the end, I believe you can be forgiven everything. But you won't be forgiven everything until you forgive everybody. And you learn to repent of those lifestyles and turn away from and walk with Him. And I don't believe that because that's the way I think. I believe that because that's the way it is written. You understand? And until you learn to believe the way it is written, then you do not believe correctly. And you know what? You know, a lot of people argue with me on this, but I'm here to tell you that most people know right and wrong. It's called conscience if you're in the world. And to me, it's the Holy Spirit inside of you bringing correction to your path. Amen. And remember that one thing I quoted you that says in the Word of God, it says, the Spirit of the living God will not strive with you forever. You know, a lot of you guys have lived a lifestyle of sin. And you've continually stayed in that place. And I'm going to tell you the reason why you stay there is not because God has changed just for you. It's because you choose not to believe what you read. You see, you need to choose to believe Jesus. You need to choose to believe in Jesus. And you need to choose to believe it the way He wrote it, not the way you like it. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to be one of those people that believes things like once saved, always saved, which means I don't know if they're saved? Amen? Where you really believe that you can do anything and you live a life of hell and you go down to the altar every week and you repent. And to go up to the great white judgment seat where God on judgment day takes and He says you will make an account, give an account for all the things you've done in your life, good or bad. And just because you have held unforgiveness in your heart, per se, that Jesus goes, well, you knew you had to forgive, but you chose not to forgive. And because you chose not to forgive, I could not forgive you. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to get all the way up there? Because you see, ignorance is not going to play a part. You're not going to say to God, I don't know. Because you know what? You do know. Amen? But you choose what you do. Are you getting this? You see, life is choices. You know, I don't care if you've been through 4 divorces, 5 divorces, 6 divorces, and every time you got sliced and diced, you're supposed to forgive. Amen? I don't care if you got molested or raped as a child, as grievous as that is, you're supposed to forgive. Amen? I don't care if people have lied, cheated, and stolen from you all your life and treated you like a puke. The Bible says that you must forgive in order to be forgiven. And it can't be just words in your mouth. You must pray and ask God to help you to actually forgive. Because you know what? This world may pass away, but His Word will not pass away. And when you believe in Jesus, you believe in the Word. You see, people, you have to believe in Jesus. Why? Because of everywhere that I've read in the whole Bible, the one thing Jesus said, you must believe in Him who God sent. And God sent Jesus, and Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. I'm not here to cheer you up. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm showing you how to cheer up and how to feel good. Amen? I'm telling you the truth so that you can operate in the truth and get the glory. I'm showing you how to walk in the blessings. I'm not here to pet you nor play into your madness, your lies, your version. I am here to show you the truth of God. And the fact is, people, if you believe in Jesus, your life changes in every area because it will cause you to change. Amen? Do you get it? I want you all day long to think about this. If you doubt that Jesus is the Word, read John chapter 1. Amen? Gospel of John chapter 1. All right? Now, Jesus is the spoken Word. What formed the worlds? God spoke. And God spoke. And God spoke. What? The Word. And God spoke. And God spoke. And God spoke. What? The Word. See, Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. And upon the Word, the worlds were formed and everything therein. You see, everything rests in Jesus. And you've got to get a hold of that. And you can't pick what you like and what you don't like. The only thing Jesus said that I've ever read in the whole Bible that was your work is right here. And I've read this Bible. Now, there's a lot of things we're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. But it says in verse 28, then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him who He sent. And if you believe in Him who He sent, your life will radically change. Hallelujah. You know, like today, let me tell you something. You may be a little tired, but that's okay. Why? Because in all you're getting, serve Him in all your ways. A lot of you guys used to stay out all night and never go to bed. Go to work the next day. That's if you were one of them that was fine enough to have a job. But when you work a little bit late at night now, all of a sudden you're a bunch of sissies. You got to go find your pillows and go to sleep. But let me tell you something. A grown adult needs 5 or 6 hours sleep a day, and that's it. That is a physiological truth. So don't whine to me about the fact that we work around here. Because there is no greater thing in this world than to be about the works of God. And everything that is done in this place is to glorify God. And everything we do is to learn about God. So this morning when you walk out there, remember how blessed you really are. You are in the greatest place on earth today, I believe, that God has ordained to show the world the truth of what He initially tried to instill in us, which is how to live for God. What does it mean? That every day you get up and you serve. As a body of people. People, we have got to learn to believe in Jesus. When you learn to believe in Jesus, nothing else will matter no longer in your life. Hallelujah. Father, I love You, God, and I praise You, and I thank You today for all the good things that You've done, God. I ask You especially that You fill us full and You touch us, Lord, and You make us whole in Your Spirit. Help us, God, to get our perspective right, that we line up with Your perspective, God, so that we might be that child that You have chosen in truth and in fact, and we walk in Your knowledge so that we might be blessed in all of our ways. Help us, God, to believe in You. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.
Big Standards On. Or contact us on the net at discipleship@dreamcenter.net. We pray that you have been richly blessed by God through this message.